You are listening to the She Runs the Show podcast with Cassandra Vaughn, episode 338, the solo series.
I don't know what you heard, but she runs the show.
Are you ready to say goodbye to distraction, analysis paralysis, and shiny object syndrome and say hello to laser-focused, consistent, daily, massive action, DMA? If you said yes, check out my online course, the Daily Massive Action Masterclass. In this course, you will learn my daily massive action system that you can use to plan, prioritize, and take consistent daily massive action on your biggest life goals. If being consistent is something you struggle with, this course is definitely for you. Learn more by going to CassandraVaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. Again, learn more about the Daily Massive Action Masterclass by going to CassandraVaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of She Runs the Show. Cassandra with you here. So we are doing an episode that I typically do every single year. And the episode that we're talking about today is 338, Numerology Preview. 2024 is the year of abundance. And if you've listened to the She Runs the Show podcast, you will know that episode 314 was the numerology preview for 2023. Episode 302 was 2022 is a six world year numerology. And then episode 282 was 2021 is a five world year. So I like to talk about the energy of numerology that surrounds each year, especially at the beginning of the year, so that everybody's aware. Now, I've been doing numerology for myself, for other people, for about 15 years. And when I work one-on-one with clients, I always do their numerology because I want them to understand the impact that their numerology has on their soul's calling. But I also want to understand what their soul's calling is. And so when I do a full numerology profile with my clients, it really helps me to better understand where they're at, what year, personal year, because in numerology, we have the world year, which is what we're going to talk about for 2024 in today's episode. But then you also have your personal years. So if you're interested in doing a numerology reading that is specific to you and really looks at your cycles, your patterns, and what your numerology can share with you about your life's calling, you can always check out CassandraVaughn.com/numerology readings. Again, that is CassandraVaughn.com/numerology readings. And sign up to do a full numerology reading with me. But like I've said, I love to look at my numerology. Last year, I was in a personal year of five, and all of us together, we were in a world year of seven. This year, I am in a personal year of six, and we are in a world year of eight. So today's episode, we're going to talk about what does it mean to be in a world year of eight? So when we think about numerology, there are a couple of things, some basics, some foundations that are important to understand. First basic foundational tenet of numerology, there is energy to all numbers. Every number has energy. And the energy, so numbers vibrate energy, and the energy of when you were born, the energy of what you were named at birth, and the energy of the name you go by now, the energy of the months, the days, the years, there's energy behind all of it, and none of it is by accident. So the day you were born, the year you were born, the month you were born, your name at birth, what people tend to call you right now, the name that you go by right now, your married name, none of that in the world of numerology is by accident. Every bit of it is divine right timing and relates to your soul's purpose, your soul's calling. And what numerology helps us do is really understand what is our soul's calling? What is our purpose? What are the lessons that we came to learn this lifetime, and the numerology of our chart and the numerology of the day, the month, and the year really helps us to better understand where our focus needs to be in terms of our spiritual classroom. So that's the gist of it. The other piece of it, the logistical part of numerology, is that numerology operates on cycles of nine-year cycles. So cycle 1 to 9. And everything in numerology, when you're creating somebody's numerological profile, has to be broken down to a single digit number. So when we look at 2024, you see we've got 2, 0, 2, and 4. To figure out what world year we are in from a numerology standpoint, we've got to break that number down. So we have to add all of the digits, and hopefully it is a single digit number. If it's not a single digit number, we have to add what we came up with and break it down to a single digit. So when we talk about 2024, we say 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 4, that equals 8. Which tells us that we are in an 8 world year. Now, the thing I want you to keep in mind, and this is why it's so important to get a numerology reading done of your full profile, specifically for you. While the world year, which is what we're going to talk about in today's episode, really lets you know the pulse of the world, like where we are as a society, as a community, how the energy of our world is going to feel for the year, what is even more important for you to understand is your personal year, because your personal year is going to be what you specifically are going through, should be focused on, and the spiritual classroom that you're in. So that's why it's really important to do your own numerology or to get your numerology done so you understand not simply the world year, which has some influence, but really your personal year has much more influence on where your life is going in that year. So let's talk about the fact that 2024 is an 8 world year numerology, which means it is the year of abundance. It is also the year of financial mastery, of financial security, a lot of an 8 year, because the 8 in numerology is the executive. A lot of an 8 year is about leading your life, being the CEO of your life. It is about taking charge and really mastering your finances. And so I'm going to start out by reading to you what I found on a website about, you know, a description of the world year of 8, because I think it is very, it is very on point what this description says. So it, on this particular site, it says the numerology of 2024 is a universal 8 year full of risks and rewards. The numerology of 2024 says this year will be a year of good fortune and spiritual alignment. It talks about the fact that as the clock ticks towards midnight and the curtain closes on 2023, a new cosmic energy is emerging. We're moving out of a universal 7 year and entering an 8 year in 2024, which promises to shift the tone dramatically. Each number in numerology has a unique energy and symbolism. These influences show a preview of the coming year's themes. The number 8 is considered a good omen, the rainbow after a storm, and the promise of a brighter future. Experts agree that while there will still be plenty of challenges in the coming year, 2024 is a year of hope, growth, expansion, prosperity, and success. Let me say that line again, because if any of you listening experienced last year the way that I did, it was a really tough year, this will help you feel so much better going to 2024. Experts agree that while there will still be plenty of challenges in the coming year, 2024 is a year of hope, growth, expansion, prosperity, and success. It's time to embrace a new outlook on life and trust that your experiences can help carry you through the unknown toward a greater calling. So when you think about it, last year, and I'm still reading this article, so I want you to hear what this person is saying in the article. Last year was a 7 year that challenged everyone to reframe their reality. Now, the energy of this 8 year is inspiring everyone to break free of convention, take action, and bring their dreams to life. I'm going to read this again because I'm going to break this down in a minute. I want you to really hear the energy of the 8 year. Last year was a 7 year that challenged everyone to reframe their reality. Now, the energy of this 8 year is inspiring everyone to break free of convention, take action, and bring their dreams to life. The article goes on to say, numerology is about the flow of cycles into one another. Everything you experienced in 2023 will influence your story in the year to come. An 8 year is about redefining your goals and holding emotional space for the life you're leaving behind. It's an empowering and liberating energy where the hard work you've put in starts paying off. However, it also requires you to shift away from the reflective lessons of the 7 year and fearlessly embrace the rapid changes of the year to come by identifying the areas of life that are personally dissatisfying or underdeveloped. You can take the first step toward transforming your life. Astrologically, the number 8 is ruled by Saturn, the lord of time and karma. Saturn demands sacrifice to pursue your desires, often delaying rewards and gratification until a lesson is learned. However, the perseverance, tenacity, and determination that this tough love planet displays will bring well-deserved rewards in 2024. Saturn teaches us how to step into our leadership and responsibility. And while Saturn is in Pisces in 2024, it's a sign to release the dreams that aren't realistic or fulfilling for the new and improved you. Now, there was a lot there. Let me say a couple of points over again. An 8 year is about redefining your goals and holding emotional space for the life you're leaving behind. It's an empowering and liberating energy where the hard work you've put in starts paying off. However, it also requires you to shift away from the reflective lessons of the 7 year and fearlessly embrace the rapid changes of the year to come by identifying the areas of life that are personally dissatisfying or underdeveloped, you can take this first step towards transforming your life. So a couple things I want to get clear on in the year of 8. Last year was a year of going really deep within and really thinking about like, where am I? What am I learning? Like going through emotionally the ringer last year. In the world year of 8, it's time to fearlessly embrace the rapid changes of the year to come and really get clear on what in my life is serving me, what in my life is not serving me. What do I really want? And fearlessly committing to taking the actions that will get you to the life you want. Again, the number 8 is ruled by Saturn, and Saturn demands sacrifice to pursue your desires, often delaying rewards and gratification until a lesson is learned. And it requires perseverance, tenacity, and determination to bring well-deserved rewards in 2024. So, I say all of that to say, to give you a good idea, that the world year of 8, because 8 in numerology is the executive, is about becoming the CEO of your life. It's about jumping into the year and saying in 2024, this is what I will accept, this is what I will not accept, this is how I want things to go, and I'm willing to do whatever is required to get there. It is being the executive of your own life. Now, that means a lot of different things depending on what your personal year is. So the energy of 2024 is that executive, I need to make sure all of my ducks are in a row, my house is in order, I need to make sure that, you know, the big piece about the 8 in numerology is it is about money. Let me be super clear. When we look at the world year of 8, money in a world year of 8, in a personal year of 8 especially, money can come to you in abundance. And the focus in an 8 year, especially if it is your personal year, you're in an 8, is about financial provision, financial security, financial abundance. 2024, if you haven't been doing it, is definitely the year to master your income. So budgeting, looking at what you're making, looking at whether you are overpaid, underpaid, looking at the abundance you need, the abundance you want, the abundance you have, really setting the tone for figuring out what you need to do and change to establish and achieve financial mastery. In a world year of 8, you should be working, making a living, establishing security, getting the job done. Like, just imagine, because this is actually the truth, that you are the CEO of your life. And the CEO has to know everything that's going on in their organization. The CEO has to have, like, here's the vision. Here's where we're going. This is the mission. Here are our strategic objectives for the year. This is what we're doing. This is how we're going to get there. That is the world year of 8. And so if you have spent 2023 kind of in your emotions, you know, looking at your life, like doing some really deep inner work, in 2024, it's time to take all those beautiful lessons from 2023 and to really come out swinging. Like, this is what's not working. It's got to go. I need a plan for that. this is what is working. I need to really ramp up and do more of that. This is where life is heading. This is where my finances need to go. I need to get over there. What's the plan that I need to do that? That is the energy of 2024. And that doesn't mean that there's not going to be challenges. As I read to you from that blog post, there will be challenges in a world year of eight. There will be, you know, anytime you bring in a new CEO to a company, there are going to be shakeups. There are going to be, you know, layoffs and mergers, acquisition, all the things. So you are the CEO of your life. This is the time in January for you to say, what layoffs do I need to do in my life? Who do I need to fire from my inner circle? Who do I need to hire? What do I need to reshape, redo, shift around to get my life where it needs to be? And how soon can I do that? This is also the year to really get clear on your work ethic. Part of financial mastery. And I love Dave Ramsey's work because I have listened to so many of his episodes, and he's very clear about his process for helping people get out of debt. And he's very clear about, like, you have to be willing to make certain sacrifices, and you need to do it immediately, and it needs to happen now. And he is also super clear on the fact that, and I have to find a nice way to put this, the fact that sometimes the situation a person has is a debt issue always, but is an income problem. Like, you need to make more money. We're going to slash the budget. You're going to sell the new truck. You're going to do all the things, and you need to figure out a way to get your income where it needs to be. And in the world year of eight, it is time for every person who's listening to this episode to look at the money you're making and to go, how can I double or triple that in the next 2 to 5 years? Because our world is changing. Everything is becoming so much more expensive. The middle class is dead, folks. It is dead. So we are now at the point where you have got to get good with money. You have got to get good with savings. You have got to get good with your FICO score. You have got to get good with figuring out multiple streams of income. I cannot say this enough. I do not care if you are a doctor making $300,000 a year. It is not enough if that is the only source of income you have. And if at the end of the day, if you were to lose your job as a doctor, you could not pay your bills. So we are now in the place where side hustles are becoming a big deal, where even business owners cannot be just in one business. They have got to diversify their portfolio. And so this is a prime year. If you have not felt great with money, this is a prime year for you to start to get great. Number one, with mastering your income. You need more of it, period. And you can tell me, I live in a tiny house. I keep my budget. Awesome. That's fantastic. You still need to diversify and increase your income, period. Put more money in savings. Put more money in investments. You need it. The second thing to really think about is, what is your definition of financial security, and what would it take for you to be able to sustain that for decades in the future? You know, I've heard Tony Robbins say winter is coming, right? Like, we think things are hard now with inflation being what it is. And you know, just so many things in our world financially are changing all of the time. I keep hearing Tony Robbins say, winter is coming. And it's like, what he's really saying is, hey, everybody, are you saving? Are you building? Can you rely upon your income? If five of your income streams go away, are you still good? And so it's time in a world year of eight to really get clear on where your income needs to go, and to develop a plan for diversifying your income so you're not putting all of your eggs in one basket. Now, the other thing to say about a world year of eight, especially if you have the double whammy of the world year of eight plus a personal year of eight, this is a pedal to the metal work ethic year. This is a work a lot year. And anytime there is an eight in a numerological chart, whether that is You are a life path 8. You're an attitude of an 8. You're in a world year of an 8. You're in a personal year of an 8, let alone you have all of those things going on at the same time. I'm always pretty clear when I do readings with when I see a lot of 8s in a chart, and I go, listen, there are going to be many times that you are going to come across as insensitive, all business, no fun, not available for people because you're working so hard because you're the executive. And you need to make sure that as you're doing all of this work and you're building, that you're taking moments to really be sensitive to other people's feelings and that you are letting them know that you love them, that you're letting them know that you're still here for them, and that you don't feel attacked or overly judged for being in full work mode as well. So there's a lot of feelings that get hurt when I see a lot of eights in a chart because people are like, this eight life path doesn't love me. All they do is work, you know? And the eight is thinking, I'm working to build something for you. This is how I love you. Be mindful on both sides, right? If you've got an eight life path in your life, know that they tend to be workaholics. Know that they're doing it because they love you. But if you're that person, also know you got to stop and you got to take moments where you go, no. The best thing I can do, as opposed to thinking about building an empire or making money, is to stop and say to the people I love that I love them, and to show that with my time. So I say all of that to say that there will be challenges in 2024 as a world year eight, but this is the year. If you were ever going to level up your income, if you were ever going to get in serious work mode and not spend the year like doing all the fun stuff for the bulk of the time, but really going into tunnel vision mode, really doing a lot of work, building your dream, building your plan, 2024 is the year to do it. I will also say this. This is also the year to put away the old dreams that no longer serve you. Like, this is the year to make some really final decisions about old dreams that you've been carrying around that deep down you know probably are not for you, and lay them down because they're taking up space that could be occupied by the things and the dreams that are meant for you. So I'd also say this is a time to take a good look at your life and say, what's got to stay? What's got to go? What do I need to make room for? And then to actually put things that no longer fit where you're going away. Final point I want to make about the year of abundance. This is the year, and I am not a person who's speaking from a place of, I have this down to a science. This is actually something I'm working on myself this year. This is the year to get seriously good at managing your money. This is the year to, like, even if you don't love budgeting, even if you don't love, like, there are apps like Rocket Money. This is the year to start going to looking at what's actually happening in your bank account and deciding what's got to start happening in that bank account, and then to create a plan to work towards that. Even if it hurts to look, even if it hurts to see what you see, it is really time for you to say, I need to earn what I need to earn, and I know what I'm worth. And so I'm going to back that up with actions, daily massive action, that's going to get me by the end of the year to a different place financially. Now, here's the limiting belief I want you to get out of your head. That you cannot level up your income or your finances in 12 months. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. But it is going to take everything you've got, being vigilant and consistent and looking at the numbers and calculating the numbers and going, this won't work, and figuring out a different strategy and a different approach to get to what will work. And because this is a podcast for entrepreneurs, I'm going to speak to all of my women entrepreneurs out there, and I'm going to be super, super clear. If you are not building a business that can operate without you one-on-one, meaning if you're not building streams of passive revenue opportunities, you are missing the boat. You need a business that does not require you to be in it all the time. Now, that takes time. That is not something that's simply going to magically appear in a year. but the actions you would take this year to get to that business in 3 years that can operate without you are going to be very different than the actions you would take if you're spending 2024 just trying to generate a whole lot of one-on-one coaching business, a whole lot of one-on-one consulting hours, a whole lot of group coaching that takes your live physical presence to navigate. If that's the business you're building, you're going to have problems in 2 to 3 years. You need to be building a business that is eventually going to lead, maybe not immediately, maybe not this year, but eventually to income that is earned while you sleep. You know, we used to call it mailbox money. Income that's earned while you sleep. Now, listen, I write books. I create the audibles. It takes, I don't even want to get into the hours that it takes for each book. It is absurd. But those books earn me money in my sleep. I built it once. I put it out there. They earn me money in my sleep. You've got to find what your version of that is. You've got to find what your version of that is. And even though it's not an immediate return, right? Not like one-on-one coaching or group coaching or consulting or anything that you get on a Zoom call to do, even if it's not immediate income, it is the kind of income eventually that's going to allow you to take vacations. It's the kind of income eventually that if you hit a stage in your life where there is chronic illness, you can take care of yourself and not attend to the business as closely because you have that income coming in every month. And you still need to diversify the number of streams of passive income as well. So I say all of that to say this. 2024 is the year of abundance, which means it's going to be a really great year to focus on your finances, to master your finances, to make some strategic shifts. The most important thing that you can do right now is look at where you are, decide where you want to be, and be open to possibilities about getting there. The second most important thing you can do is bring to each and every day, even if right now is financially tough for you, an abundance mindset. In other words, even if you're in a financial place where you're like, oh, this is so tough, countering that by saying, there is more than enough. There's more than enough opportunity. There's more than enough availability. I'm worthy of the very best, and I lovingly allow myself to accept it now. I am open to abundance. Money comes easily and frequently. All that I need is provided for me. Abundance is everywhere, and I'm willing to see it. Remember, abundance is everywhere. Be willing to see it, and then look at your budget, even if it scares you. And then look at your FICO score, even if it scares you. And then look at your, you know, all of the things and say, what do I need to shift to get to where I want to be? And then get to work. An 8-world year is about getting to work. It's about working a lot. Don't sleep on this year. It's about doing the work. And that means a lot less fun, a lot less hanging out with friends, a lot less, a lot less Netflixing and binging, even though I love that too. This is the year to work hard, folks. So like dive in from minute one to New Year's Eve and get it done. That is the year of abundance 2024. All right. Thank you for listening. Again, if you would like a full numerology reading, you can check out what I offer at cassandravaughn.com/numerology readings. And as always, if this resonated with you and you want to share it with someone, please share it with them. Let them know that this is a podcast episode they want to listen to. And ask them to follow, like, subscribe, all the things that there are right now that you can do on things like this. And as always, thank you so much for listening. And I will talk to you on the next episode of She Runs the Show.